Admiral Arleigh Burke died yesterday at the Bethesda Naval Hospital. Beginning in 1955, Burke served an unprecedented three terms as Chief of Naval Operations and helped bring the Navy into the age of jet aircraft, nuclear propulsion, and guided missiles. But he will probably be best remembered as 31-knot Burke, the daring young destroyer commander who participated in many naval battles against the Japanese during the Second World War. We have a report from NPR's Neil Conan.
In late November 1943, Arleigh Burke received orders to proceed at top speed to intercept a column of Japanese ships in the Solomon Islands. Burke had been complaining for weeks that his destroyers needed repairs so badly they could barely reach a speed of 30 knots, awfully slow for destroyers. On that day, he replied that he was steaming at 31 knots. His amused superiors referred to him as 31-knot Burke in radio messages. The incident would probably have gone no further than that, except that Burke's ships fought and won the Battle of Cape St. George that night, sinking three Japanese destroyers in an action which is still regarded as a textbook model of destroyer tactics. The press seized upon the nickname, and it's likely he will always be remembered as 31-knot Burke, though David Rosenberg, a professor of history at Temple University who's writing a biography of Admiral Burke, points out that Burke had very little opportunity to command at sea.
It's really kind of amazing that Arleigh Burke is known as the Navy's best and most famous destroyerman. But the fact is that he had command at sea for a total of no more than about 2.5 years during his entire naval career. But every time he took command, he did superbly at it.
Shortly after the battle where he earned his nickname, Burke was transferred from destroyers over his protests. It turned out to be a lucky break, though. He became chief of staff to Admiral Mark Mitcher, the commander of the great aircraft carrier task force that would dominate the remainder of the naval war against Japan. Burke's next battle was political. He was one of the leading players in the bitter post-war fight over the size and role of the U.S. Navy. Faced with a drastically smaller budget, some senior officials in the Truman administration believed that nuclear weapons and long-range bombers could provide national security on the cheap. Again, David Rosenberg of Temple University.
There were proposals to reduce the U.S. Navy down to no more than 4 aircraft carriers in the entire fleet for fiscal year 1951. And there were arguments going on that the only thing the Navy needed to be in any future war was going to be a convoy and escort force to carry troops to Europe to mop up after the atomic blitz had taken place.
The Navy's opposition became known as the Revolt of the Admirals. It spawned dramatic congressional hearings, resignations, and firings. Along the way, Burke's outspoken advocacy nearly cost him promotion to admiral. Political opponents struck his name off the promotions list. President Truman intervened to have it restored. Just 5 years later, President Eisenhower's decision to name Arleigh Burke Chief of Naval Operations was stunning. Burke was not only controversial, he was junior. 92 more senior admirals were passed over for the job. Nevertheless, it was a popular and brilliant appointment. Burke served 6 years in the job. One of his major policy decisions was to develop submarine-launched ballistic missiles, which became the most secure component of the American nuclear deterrent. Blonde and somewhat pudgy, Arleigh Burke didn't resemble the image of a naval hero, and he never acted the part. Those who knew him, including David Rosenberg, describe him as friendly, modest, enthusiastic, and extremely approachable.
He's the only admiral I ever met who simply put on his stationery his name. That's all it said, Arleigh Burke. It didn't say Admiral USN retired. It had no 4-star markings, much less CNO markings or anything else.
In 1989, the Navy christened the first of a new class of destroyers, USS Arleigh Burke. Arleigh Burke leaves his wife of 72 years, Bobby. Funeral services will be held Thursday at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. This is Neil Conan in Washington.